On the video side of things, r/avideos is showing off incredible variety. If you love retro gaming aesthetics, there was a popular submission modeled after Doom 1984 that got some great commentary, suggesting it would look amazing as a full 3D shooter game in a vintage cartoon style. Another standout piece showcased the enduring appeal of creepy or cinematic storytelling, with posts featuring everything from unsettling World of Oz every segments to dark visuals inspired by H.P. Lovecraft's Call of Cthulhu. The community also seems deeply invested in ongoing serialized content, with multiple users expressing how engrossed they are in various AI narratives. Moving over to r/automation, the conversation is really focusing on practical implementation and professional dilemmas. One agent user shared a highly complex example of their AI agent arranging a team event, which spurred discussion about the technical guardrails involved, like how it contacted teammates via Slack or utilized voice APIs for booking restaurants. On a more career-focused note, we saw a valuable dilemma posted by a student struggling to choose between two job offers, one at a tiny startup versus an automation engineer role at a legacy SaaS company. The general consensus advice was strongly in favor of taking the higher paying role to gain title credibility and avoid being underpaid while burning out. For beginners, the recommendation remains clear. Start learning fundamentals using platforms like N8N before jumping into complex AI agents. Finally, looking at r/bixio, the most insightful discussions centered on optimizing visibility for smaller or newer websites. When struggling with low clicks despite growing impressions, one popular comment advised prioritizing internal linking and content depth over simply publishing more pages. The advice was to focus heavily on acquiring backlinks to build domain authority, which is crucial when your site is still establishing trust. Furthermore, advanced users reminded others that key metrics like average position and CTR in Google Search Console can be very misleading at the early stages. So it's important not to overreact to seemingly low numbers while working on foundational link building.